The City of Speyer and the History Channel welcome you to the Cathedral. Speyer Cathedral thrusts upwards like a mountain consisting of walls and six towers, as imposing as the history it embodies. The Romanesque Cathedral, which is dedicated to the Saints Mary and Stephen, is the oldest of the three Rhenish imperial cathedrals. The remains of four German emperors lie here, as well as three empresses, four kings, and five bishops. Situated on a terrace on the banks of the River Rhine, the cathedral dominates the city skyline. Its total length is 134 metres. The transept measures 55 metres. The eastern towers are 71 metres high. It's estimated that 40,000 cartloads of stones were painstakingly transported in the construction of the cathedral. Close your eyes and allow yourself to be transported 1,000 years back in time. Several hundred people lived in the low houses of the settlement, people whose roots extended way back to the Roman era. It was here, around the year 1027, in this seemingly insignificant place, that the Emperor Conrad II laid the foundation stone for his cathedral, a Christian house of worship designed to be the largest of its kind, a symbol not only of his piety, but also of his imperial power. In the end, it was Henry IV, the tragic figure of German imperial history, who initiated extensive rebuilding of the cathedral 3 decades later, casting it in its current form. This was a period of great crises. Henry and Pope Gregor VII had clashed over the question of whether secular rulers should have the right to appoint bishops. It was a conflict with enormous implications for the Western world. The pontiff excommunicated the assertive leader, thereby delivering a blow that almost robbed Henry of his entire power base. His famous walk to Canossa achieved the lifting of this excommunication and soon ushered in the next chapter in the historic conflict between secular and sacred authority. Henry had made his mark on the cathedral. The most significant renewal was a bold architectural feat. Shortly after 1080, he had the upper sections of the cathedral removed and ordered them to be rebuilt in even greater dimensions. The flat timber roof was replaced with a groin vault built according to the ideal specifications of contemporary Romanesque architecture. The new cathedral was completed in 1106, the year of Henry IV's death. With a length of 444 Roman feet and a width of 111 Roman feet, it was the largest edifice of its time. Historical events also left their mark on the cathedral. During the War of the Palatine Succession in 1689, residents of Speyer brought furniture and other household items into the cathedral in the hope that they would be safe there from pillaging French troops. But their hopes were dashed when the French torched the entire town at Whitsun. The cathedral was not spared, but while the western section of the building collapsed as a result of the intense heat, the eastern section withstood the flames. The cathedral again became a symbol of political strife during the French Revolution, when it was desecrated and plundered. The French planned to demolish everything apart from the western block of the building with its three entrance portals, envisaged as a triumphal arch for Napoleon. Luckily for Speyer and European culture as a whole, this was not to be, and in 1822 the cathedral was consecrated again. Work to restore Romanesque elements of the building began in the mid-20th century. The remodelling is expected to continue until 2015 at a cost of €26 million. The cathedral was included on UNESCO's World Heritage List of Culturally Important Sites in 1981. The symbol of an illustrious past, or a magnificent landmark of 21st century Speyer. Every visitor has their individual take on the majestic dome.